Okay, let's see if this worked. Guys, if you are in here, we're going to start the show in about 30 seconds, 45 seconds. We're going to wait till a couple people get in here and make sure that we are all ready on our software and good to go. Okay, so we are streaming on three different platforms right now: Facebook, Chrome and Steel Radio Facebook page, the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube, and the ChromeandSteelRadio.com live stream page. So if you're watching on any three of those streams, welcome to the channel. Welcome to Chrome and Steel Radio, and welcome to Chrome Corner episode number, I believe this is 28, and I definitely did not change the titles. So that's fine. It should be the title of this should be Truck Shows Are Back, and this is Chrome Corner episode number 28. So if you're in the chat, hello to everybody in there. Hello, hello. We're going to get started here in a couple minutes. I'm going to make sure I don't blow your eardrums out with our stream. I'm going to be watching on the YouTube to make sure that I get everybody's chats. So if you're in here, guys, please say hello. Facebook or YouTube, please say hello. And then we'll get started here in a couple minutes. On the podcast today, we're talking about, obviously, truck shows. Chat, hello to everybody in there. Blow everybody's eardrums out at one time. There we go. Today we are talking about truck shows. We're trying to get back into the normal scheduling for the Chrome Corner podcast here. We're going to talk about truck shows. We're going to talk about a new project truck that I am very excited about. We're going to talk about the new CSA week that's coming up starting this Sunday, June 12th. Hello, Robert Green. Good to see you. We'll be talking about a couple other things in the trucking industry, specifically, like I said, the CSA stuff. And maybe we'll touch on a couple of the things. We'll go through Overdrive and truckernews.com and see if we can find some interesting topics. We're also going to talk about the Freedom Sale here at jackschromeshop.com. July is always our busiest month ever. So we are very busy right now getting stuff done. And then we're also going to have our Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube update and our Q&A. We do that every week now. For many of you who don't follow the YouTube, go to Jack's Chrome Shop on YouTube. We recently released a video called Where Did the Cab Overs Go? It is the first in a series called Big Questions About Big Rigs. And I would say it went semi-viral. We've done 250,000 views here in the past, I guess, 7 days, and never thought that would ever happen. But we're really excited about that series and excited about cab overs in general. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Answer some of your questions, take some of your requests, and then we'll do a Chrome Steel Radio t-shirt giveaway. For those who are in the YouTube, I believe Glenn was the one who won. Glenn, please get a hold of me, my friend, and I will get you your t-shirt. We're going to do another Chrome Steel Radio giveaway today. So make sure you say hello in the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube chat or the Facebook Chrome and Steel Radio chat, and you'll be entered to win. Okay, so before we get into the main part of the show today, let's go over our first sponsor, and it is, of course, the guys and the lovely women down at Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. Davy Crockett TA has been a sponsor of Jack's Chrome Shop now for quite a while, and we are very excited to have them on board, and we love working with them. They're located at Exit 36 on I-81, and they were established as a family business in 1976. So that was 19 years before I was born. They have a Dunkin', IHOP, and a Papa John's all in their facility there at Exit 36 on I-81. This is in Greenville, Tennessee. Some of the most beautiful landscapes in the country are down there in the Appalachians. I have good friends, good family that live in Virginia, and I just love that part of the country. So if you are on I-81, stop by Exit 36 if you need parking, if you need food. They also have a full truck maintenance facility with tire change, preventative maintenance, oil changes, engine diagnostics, roadside assistance, and lube service. For those of you who have pets, they do have a pet area, a full pet area. So I know that a lot of you travel with your dogs or cats or other animals. I'm not sure if anyone travels with any reptiles, but that would be interesting. And they also have a laundry room, a cat scale, and of course, they are huge supporters of our troops, of truckers, and of Chrome and Steel Radio. So make sure you visit their website if you want to check out some of their amenities or their fuel prices. Their website is Davy Crockett. TravelCenter.com, and they're at Exit 36, I-81. Okay, so let's quickly talk about Independence Day. Obviously, that was this weekend. Hello to everyone in the YouTube chat. Krusty C, Larry, Cletus, and, well, Krusty's back here. But we have quite a few people watching today. Hello, Robert. Hello, Alan. Good to see you guys. The regulars are in the chat. Say hello to them. And I hope you guys had a great Independence Day weekend. I know I did. I went to a party with some of my friends, and we lit off a large amount of fireworks that was probably too many. And had a good time safely, thank God. All fingers and toes returned with me, so we're good to go. Hope the same thing is, the same thing can be said for you guys. And I hope that some of you got a chance to see your family. I know some of the drivers out there drove over the July 4th weekend, so I'm sorry to you guys, but I hope you get to see your family if you could, and take a little bit of a break. July 4th is a little bit of a vacation, so that we can reflect on the independence of our country from tyrannical powers, and it's a very important day in our history, and I'm glad that some of you got to enjoy it. So the main topic for today, of course, that we were talking about earlier is truck shows. And since things are so weird right now with the especially with the COVID and what got canceled and what's still going on, we did go over what the truck shows we knew about at the time a couple weeks ago, and we're going to go over that a little bit and figure out what's going on this weekend. I don't recall having any truck show photos or content or any kind of notifications letting me know that there was a truck show this weekend, which is good. Make sure that everybody's, you know, spending time with their family instead of looking at trucks on July 4th. There was going to be one called the Big Rig Roundup in Minnesota, but that got canceled. The big truck show that I'm aware of right now, and I need to check on this. Let me change my screen. I'm going through, if you guys don't know, I'm going through the 10-4 magazine truck show schedule right now, and I'll switch over to, there's a couple other ones, I think. This one is on Trucker News. The ones that I know of right now, this is what I have. The June 9th through the 11th, which is, I guess it starts tomorrow and goes through the weekend. But the biggest truck stop in the country, Iowa 80, over there in Wolcott, normally has their Truckers Jamboree this weekend. And they decided a couple months ago to change it to an online, digital or whatever you want to call it, truck show. So I believe that's still happening this weekend. I don't have all the details on that. I'm sure I could probably just go to iowa80.com and see what they're... Da, da, da. Hot deals, new. All right. 2020 Iowa 80 Jamboree. Let's see if we can find anything. Virtual, that's the word I was looking for. 2020 Virtual Wolcott Truckers Jamboree is this weekend. That's probably the big one. I've heard a lot of people are heading that way. And it is still June 9th through the 11th, and it is only 11 hours away. So I'm sure that they'll have registrations and truck cleaning and all that kind of stuff starting tomorrow. I guess tomorrow is Thursday. All these big shows normally start on Wednesday or Thursday and then go through the weekend. So if you guys are in the area, if you guys are over there on 80, middle part of the country, the Plain States, make sure you have your truck shined up and stop by the Iowa 80 Truckers Jamboree. It's going to be a virtual one, so I guess you can't really stop by, but you can at least stop by Iowa 80. I'm not sure what to expect from this. Apparently, the Iowa governor, I'm just reading off of their page, it says, per Governor Reynolds' order, we will not be allowed to hold our massive in-person event this year. The good news is we'll most definitely continue with our longstanding tradition of celebrating America's truckers. This is their 41st year, and I would assume they'll have some kind of live stream up here on their website. So if you would like to enter, the details are going to be on iowa80.com, and that's probably going to be the biggest virtual or whatever show this weekend. As far as I know, that is the only event that's going on this weekend. I'm going to look at the events page real quickly to make sure I'm not telling you a bunch of BS. What is it? July 11th. Okay, so the Great Lakes Big Rig Challenge was also supposed to be this weekend. It looks like the 10th to the 12th, which is in, I went to that last year in Ottawa, Michigan. And it was a great show. I wouldn't say truck show, more of a truck event. There's a lot of drag racing there that goes on rather than, you know, show trucks. But this has apparently been postponed. And let me see if I can find. Let's see. If you guys are in Michigan, you're going to want to check this out. No, 10 days to the event. It's been postponed to September 4th through the 6th. So it looks like there is no... what do they call it? Great Lakes Big Rig Challenge this weekend. So if you guys are bored this weekend through the 9th to the 11th, make sure you check out the Iowa 80 Truckers Jamboree, virtual Wolcott Truckers Jamboree. All the details for that are on their website. So besides that, let us all know what you're doing this weekend. Obviously, it's the weekend after Independence Day. Definitely not going to be as exciting as Independence Day, but we can still have some fun. If you guys go to the show or if you guys participate in the show in the Iowa 80 Wolcott Jamboree, please let us know. Let us know in the comments, and we'd love to know what it was like. Obviously, we've never entered in their show, so it might be interesting to see what their 41st virtual show is like. Anyway, moving on. Jerry is in here also. Jerry, you should head on over to the Iowa 80 show. I know that's the opposite way for you, but anyway, that is the truck shows for the weekend. I'm very, 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 very happy that we are finally getting back into the swing of things with the truck shows. A lot of our customers have been coming through, and I wouldn't say complaining, obviously, but they're not happy that they can't get their trucks out and to truck shows and have a good time. So I know that there was an ATSC show in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, and that was probably the first real in-person truck show of the year. But we're actually getting back into the swing of things. Looks like Iowa 80 is having their virtual truck show, and then we'll eventually get into some bigger and badder shows. As far as I know, GBATS, which is in September, I think, is still on, which is going to be probably the biggest show of the year since GATS and MATS are canceled. Rantoul is at the end of July, and we will definitely be there for that. But yeah, so truck shows are back. Big thumbs up for us. Business has been busy, and we've been trying to get people ready for the truck show season, and I'm glad it's here. All right, so let's get on to some more interesting topics. But before we do, let's talk about our second sponsor of the day, Rightload.com. This is a relatively new sponsor for us. Rightload, I would call them a load board, but they're not really a load board. They're an app and also a service that helps drivers, and it helps them coordinate loads with shippers in a very cost-effective way for both the driver and also for the shipper. And it affects, it essentially eliminates the middleman, rightload.com, if you want to check out the details. But any load that you pick up on their website or their app, which is both on Android and on Apple, is just $27. So there's no broker fees, nothing ridiculous like that. You don't have to jump through hoops or anything like that. You are doing business directly with your shipper. If you're a driver, and if you're a shipper, you're doing business directly with the driver. So this is an awesome program. We are big fans of Rightload, obviously they're trying to make a change in the industry so the brokers aren't taking as much of the drivers, your hard-earned money. If you'd like to check out their services, once again, it's $27 for a load. You can find all the information about their platform and their shippers on rightload.com. We love them, and make sure that you tell them that Chrome and Steel Radio sent you. So thank you so much to them, and let's get on to another big topic. This is my favorite topic, and this is something that I really wanted to talk about today. We spoke last week about purchasing a project truck for the shop, and I actually, after we get done with this podcast here in about 25 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, I'm going to go to the bank and I'm going to get some cash. And then I'm driving about two and a half hours to go pick up our truck. So I've spoken with the owner. I'm going to go look at it. We might do a little negotiating, see what happens, see if I can get the price down. But it's going to be towed. It needs some tires right now. It's the truck I'm referring to is an 84 Kenworth K100. It's a little bit north of us here in Lafayette, Indiana. But it's a project truck for our YouTube and also for our shop. It's a really interesting truck. It's a 400 Big Cam Cummins with a 10-speed in it, double bunk truck, and we're very excited about it because it'll be our first official, Jack's Chrome Shop truck that we've done personally for the shop. It'll also all be up on YouTube. I know a lot of you watch that are on the YouTube channel at least watch Twin Sticks Garage. Love watching his videos about him restoring his 359 and his W900A. We're going to do something. We're going to do something similar to that. We'll do a whole series. We'll do a whole series on our cab over and how we restore it. It's going to be a show truck. That's something that I think is going to differentiate us between Twin Sticks, us between our YouTube and Twin Sticks YouTube, is that ours will be a dedicated show truck and will most likely not do any work. I think he hauls his RV with his. But we are going to put this into shows. This will probably be just a show truck. It might haul a small trailer for traveling and stuff like that. But we plan on restoring the truck. It needs a little bit of framework on it, painted frame, maybe a little bit of a stretch on it. wheels and tires, and definitely a lot of chrome pieces, a lot of custom stuff. So we're very excited about the truck. I am going to go purchase it here today, hopefully. Everything goes through. I've already discussed with the owner on price and what we want to do with it, and how we want to get it delivered. So everything is pretty much set up right now. I just need to go pay for it and get it. So look for that series. I know that we keep coming out with a whole bunch of new series on the YouTube, but we have so much. I feel like since we produce two videos a week now, we produce a lot of content, and eventually we run out of really cool ideas for a certain series. So we have to go into new series in order to keep things fresh and interesting. The one series that we just opened up with recently is called Big Questions for Big Rigs. And the video that we did called Where Did the Cabovers Go? We did not plan this whatsoever to purchase the truck and also have that video come out. But it was just really, really convenient timing so that now we can have that video come out. It's done almost 250,000 views. And now we're going to go pick up a cabover and we're going to do a whole new series on rebuilding this truck. So we're very excited about it. I will put some pictures up on somewhere. I'll get some pictures up of what it looks like before. It is pretty rough in the, I mean, it's all there and nothing's falling off or anything like that. It's just, it's an 84 truck. It's what is that? I don't even want to do 36 years old, and it's been sitting for quite a while as well. So we really like doing the old iron more. I like old iron. I like older trucks. You know, anybody, this is going to sound insulting, but it's not meant to be. Anyone can buy a newer Peterbilt and start putting, you know, chrome parts all over it and make it look nice, right? Our whole goal with this is to restore the truck and turn it into something that's more of a showpiece. We're very excited about that. So we will keep you guys updated on that, and it's going to be a longer project. I'm sure it will take us at least 6 months to get everything done. There's a lot of work to do when it comes to frame, stretching, wheels and tires, paint. We want to do a whole bunch of custom pieces on it, bumpers with, you know, logos, all that kind of stuff. So it'll be an extensive project and probably 30 or 40 episodes on our YouTube. W900A project that Twin Sticks has is called Project Smokey. So we'll come up with some kind of name for that. And it'll be the official shop truck and have some kind of cute name that we come up with. So that's the plan right there. Like I said, I'm going to go pick it up. Not pick it up, going to go pay for it. And then it'll be towed down to our shop here pretty soon. Very excited about that. And if you're part of the YouTube or Chrome and Stew Radio, you're definitely going to want to take a look because it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. I don't think anyone has done this on YouTube yet that I know of. Obviously, Trick My Truck and Four States did a lot of stuff on TV where they rebuilt trucks. But we would like to do a more vlog style, in-person, maybe GoPro stuff, so that we can give you a hands-on view of what it's like to restore a truck and to, you know, to build something like that. So we're also at some point probably going to release the budget for the truck. I know a lot of people have questions, and we've received a lot of questions from our customers and viewers. You know, how much does it cost to build a truck? How much does it cost to do this? How much does it cost to paint a truck? Does it cost to stretch a truck? Does it cost to whatever this custom piece is, right? So we're going to go through all of that at some point, you know, what it costs us to build the truck. And hopefully that'll help all of you guys out if you are looking to build a truck in the future, and we can help you figure out those numbers. So that's all I have on the cab over right now. I'll post some more pictures, and I will definitely be talking about it, assuming that everything goes well. In the next couple hours, I'll talk about it on next week's podcast, which will be, of course, on Wednesday, the 15th. So lots of stuff happening in the actual shop here. Very, very, Project Pigpen. I love it. We're very excited about, the cab over and very excited to see what it's going to look like. I've already started doing some drawings and some sketches of what I want it to look like in the end and designing some pieces. So, we'll see you guys, and can't wait for that. And thank you guys for supporting our channel on YouTube and also for supporting our shop. Obviously, we would not be able to do this and build the truck and bring it to you if it was not for you guys. So thank you so much. All right, let's do a... I'm just ripping through this show today, aren't I? Okay, let's do a Chrome and Steel t-shirt giveaway. And I think I already selected someone. It was 2 weeks ago. It was Glenn. By the way, Glenn, if you are watching this, please contact us. We're going to give you one more week. We just need to know your shipping information. Glenn, if you're out there, he was the first winner from the first week of t-shirt giveaways. Please contact us so we can get your shipping information and send you your shirt. This week, I'm just going to pick a random number here and figure it out. Random number generator. 2. Okay. All right. What is that? 1, 2. Cletus, if you are still watching, I would need you to message the either the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube, Chrome and Steel Radio Facebook, or the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. Just give us a message. Give us your shipping information. You are the winner of this week's Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt. So we'll send that out to you as soon as we get your shipping information. And then if you are active in the chat right now, you will be entered to win for next week. So that means all of you in the YouTube chat, all of you in the Facebook chat, you guys are entered to win a t-shirt next week, and we'll announce that on next week's show. So I see there's a heavy conversation here between Robert Green and Jerry in the chat about trucks and all that kind of stuff. Robert says, you want a good old truck, get you a Diamond Rio auto car or Marmon, take your pick. Man, if I could find a Diamond Rio auto car or Marmon that was still all together, that would be nice. But a lot of the stuff up here in Indiana is just rusted to hell. So I was trying to find a vehicle that was not $25,000 and already, you know, half the work was done, but not, you know, $500 in a rust bucket. So we'll see. I still haven't seen it in person, but I hope it's going to be a good time. Anyway, back to the t-shirt giveaway. Make sure you're active in the chat of Facebook or YouTube and you're entered to win next week. And Mr. Cletus, I believe, Cletus the Hillbilly, please send us a message and we'll get you your Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt. Last sponsor of the day, and then we have some CSA talk about the CSA week starting on Sunday, and then our YouTube update and question and answer, and we're done for the day. But before we get into that stuff, let's talk about our last sponsor, which is Jack's Chrome Shop. We are about to buy a truck, so I need you guys to buy more truck parts. just kidding. But our operation here, Jack's Chrome Shop, is family owned and operated. Most of my family members help us here, and that's one thing we're very proud about is that we're family owned. So thousands of truck parts are here in stock at our shop. We just added a whole bunch more SCI steering wheels. I just ordered a whole bunch of stainless steel bumpers, grills, visors. And so we have stuff here, and we are also building and installing now. Very excited about that. Interiors, painting, the whole deal. Let us know what you need to do here at Jack's Chrome Shop. Our website is jackschromeshop.com. And since it's July, it is the Freedom Sale. We have 10% off 7 and 8 inch stacks, 10% off all bumpers. That includes stainless steel and chrome steel, 10% off SCI steering wheels, 10% off visors, and 10% off dash kits for Peterbilts and Kenworth. So the pieces that go behind all your gauges, we have those on sale right now. We did double our sales this past weekend, so everything was 20% off, and we will probably do that again on the last weekend before July gets out. I want to make sure those dates are correct. Yes, so the weekend of the 25th and the 26th of July, we will probably, and by probably I mean almost definitely, have our sales doubled, so 20% off all of our products on our website for the Freedom Sale. So check out jackschromeshop.com and tell us, that Chrome and Steel Radio sent you. Thank you so much for supporting the shop, and we are very excited to give back to you guys as much as we can. So thanks, and let's talk about some CSA stuff. I am not a driver. And never have been. My dad is a driver, and he doesn't really like talking about the CSA week that much because it's his least favorite week of the year. But that is coming up this July 12th, or the Sunday, is the start of the CSA Motor Vehicle Safety Week. I don't remember the whole ridiculous acronym or whatever. I forget it every year. But last year, the 2019 numbers were, there were 16,102 citations given and 21,001 warnings. So I've heard numbers from a lot of different states now, and people are saying that last year was a pretty rough year for the CSA week. Numbers were up when it came to citations and warnings. I would only assume here in 2020 it's going to be similar, that they will probably be cracking down on violations all over the country for the next week. So if you are driving, just try to be careful. Make sure your truck is in tip-top order. Some of the top enforcement states in the country that were on an article I saw on Trucker News. So congrats to them, and congrats. credit to them. But the top states from Trucker News, what they said were the top enforcement states is California, Maryland, New Mexico, Washington, Texas, North Carolina, Indiana, New York, Tennessee, and Kentucky. So if you are traveling through those areas, which I know a lot of you are, Just be careful for the next week. They're going to be up your guys' butts, which is just another thing you need to add to the list of things you guys are worried about right now, I know. But the timing could not be worse. But if you guys have any cool stories or interesting things about CSA weeks in the past, or if you have an interesting experience this week, please let us know. It's always an interesting week for all the drivers out there, and we love to hear the stories. So let us know. Let us know in the chat if you have any suggestions. Also, if you're a driver, I'm looking at you guys, Robert Green and Jerry Novak and Alan Wilcher. I know you guys are veterans of trucking. You've probably been through quite a few of these weeks. Let the younger guys know. Let the younger guys know what's the best tip that you can give people through this week. Let us know in the chat, and we'll watch out for you guys and see what your answers are. So that is the CSA week. Sorry for all you drivers out there. Sorry it had to come same time every year, but it's like anti-Christmas. It's like the worst couple days of the year in the middle of July. So let's go on to our YouTube stuff, our YouTube update, and our Q&A, and then we can get out of here, and I can go buy a cab over. So congrats to Cletus, absolutely. Yes, Cletus, message us on Facebook or YouTube. Just get a hold of us in some way. Send me your contact info and, well, not your contact info, just your shipping info, and I will send you a free Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt and your size. We need to know that too. Okay, so Jack's Chrome Show YouTube update. We hit 25,000 subscribers, and, well, we crushed, Maddie crushed 25,000 subscribers, and we are almost at 27,000 now because of our most recent video. And so we promised you guys we would do a $100 gift card giveaway to our shop, to jackschromeshop.com, and we are going to do that. So we were kind of expecting it would take a little bit longer, so we had more time to plan. But we'll do a video here probably in a week or two with a segment about giving away the $100 gift card. And that is for all of the people who comment. Well, we're going to have to figure out the rules on that, but I think it's probably going to be all subscribers if we can. There might be some kind of entry thing where you have to share a post. Well, I thought we had more time, and then Maddie put out a video, and it just kind of smashed it. So here we are. 25,000 subs. Thank you again for all the support that you give us. I never thought in a million years, and I'm sure Maddie did not either, we did not think we would get to 25,000 subscribers, and our next goal is obviously 50,000. So I think we can get there with the current content lineup that we have and some new stuff that we're coming out, especially with the cab over build. That should be some interesting new stuff and new content that we don't normally bring to the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. We've done a lot of like product reviews in the past. If you go way back into our channel 2 years ago or so, we've done a lot of product reviews in that regard. But we're going to do a build recently, and hopefully that will help push us towards 50,000 and then eventually towards the 100K goal. So you guys have been nothing but awesome to us. Obviously, there are people out there that that give us interesting comments, but we try not to pay attention to those. 99.9% of the comments that we get on our YouTube channel, on our Chrome and Steel stuff, on any of our content is positive, and we really appreciate you guys for supporting us and helping us get here. So big questions about big rigs. Like I said, did not expect that video to do that well. We will be following it up with another video. It's not this week. Okay. It is next week. There will be a big questions about big rigs. And we'll figure that one out. I think the topic is going to be something along the lines of your two favorite truck manufacturers. And we'll do some. That's all I'm going to say for now. That's kind of a sneak peek. But it's going to be about two of your favorite truck manufacturers and maybe, you know, which one's better. So we'll talk about that next week on Big Questions About Big Rigs, or at least the differences between them. And we're hoping that this series is going to be a really interesting, vehicle for us to talk about questions that a lot of other people haven't talked about. There are a couple questions that we are definitely going to hit, which is how viable are renewable resources, renewable energy trucks. Sorry, I don't know what the correct term for that is, but we will be talking about Tesla and Nikola and all these other truck manufacturers who are going into the electric and hydrogen markets. I'd like to talk about that and how viable they are compared to a normal diesel truck. When can we talk about, when can we expect to see widespread use of the Tesla truck? That's something we'd like to talk about as well, probably in the same video. But this series is allowing us to talk about things that you guys ask us on a regular basis that we don't know the answer to, and we want to do more research on for you, or other things. So big questions about big rigs. Thank you guys so much for supporting that first video, and we will bring out some more fire for you next week. History of Brockway trucks and auto car trucks, those are already out. I know you guys have been requesting those a bunch, and we received some really good reviews from Auto Car themselves. We talked to Auto Car, and they really enjoyed the Auto Car video, which is awesome. So we're very glad that you guys keep watching those truck history videos. I know you guys appreciate those, and we're going to continue to do them. We're just finding different brands or different ways to get it to you. If you guys have any questions about the YouTube channel or what's going on with that, or have any suggestions for what we should do content wise, please let us know in the Chrome and Steer Radio Facebook chat or the YouTube for Jack's Chrome Shop. And we're watching all of it, so we'll see it. But we would love to hear your opinions on the videos. If you have any comments about what we should have done, what we shouldn't have done, we like hearing all of the criticism. We can always do better, but I think that we do an awesome job, and we would love to hear any praise you have, because it's been a rough week. So anyway, let us know. I'm going to let you guys filter in here with questions if you have any. I'm going to go through this. Let's see. I like the international. Yeah, that's right. You find a lot of internationals up here in Indiana, but a lot of them are rusted away. Can you talk about cat engine and the big question about truck next? We have a whole video. Actually, we have two videos on the history of cat engines in our diesel history series. The history of Caterpillar engines part one and history of Caterpillar engines part two is up there. But we can talk about a question that we could definitely talk about with Caterpillar is, why did they stop making engines in 2000? I think it was 2008 or 2009. Obviously, it had to do with the recession, the Great Recession that happened there. And we talk a lot about that in our history video. But we can maybe go further into that. So absolutely, we can talk about CAT. Do you have the classic steering wheel? Yes. What color of the truck are we doing for our cab over? It's blue right now. It's blue right now, but it's going to turn out to be black and red, which is the colors of the shop. So I'm still trying to figure out which parts are going to be black and which parts are going to be red, and if I want to do a painted red frame and a black truck, or if I want to do an all black truck, and I don't know. We're still figuring it out. Colors are still to be figured out, but it'll be cool, whatever it is. Big stacks, on air, stretched with some cool stuff. You know how it's going to be. So let's see. Any other questions? Today's a light question day. I kind of like that. Facebook. All right. I love seeing you guys. You have all these interesting comments. Yes, congratulations, Cletus, on the t-shirt. I hope you like it. Let's see. Do you have a classic steering wheel? We're probably going to put an SCI steering wheel in it. We just got hooked up with Steering Creations, and they have some pretty badass steering wheels that we're going to put in the cab over. Let's see. I think that's probably it, guys. We covered everything that we could. Once again, just to review some stuff, White Lion Fever came out a couple weeks ago. Actually, I think that was Friday, and it was really good, and we've had some really good reviews on that. And Trucking Culture episode number 4, which will be a twist for you guys. And instead of talking about movies, we're going to talk about some music or some musicians. But that next episode of Trucking Culture will come out on August 7th. So we have about a month here until the next Trucking Culture comes out. But if you guys like trucking music in general, our episode number 4 will be all about trucking music and one of the most recognizable names in the trucking music industry. So make sure you tune in for Trucking Culture episode number 4. And thank you for watching Trucking Culture episode number 3, which is White Line Fever. So Truck Rebuild, like I said, I have this in my notes. That'll be a whole new series, and we're hoping that we can start from square one, from scratch, get the truck in the shop just the way it sits, and then just start tearing it apart from there and videotape as much as we can and put it up on the website and on YouTube so you guys can view it. Anyway, that is basically it. That's the show. I don't want to go over too much of your guys' time or waste too much of your time. That was 30 minutes right there. What was your favorite truck from 1968? I'll take a couple more questions. 1968, probably the old Kenworth, or I guess you could say Kenworth or Peterbilt needle nose stuff. At that time, I don't think the 359 wasn't even out until 73, so it would have been the 352, something like that, I think. That sounds about right. No, it would be the 351, my apologies. Anyway, that's my favorite truck from 1968. If you're talking about pickup trucks, though, I really enjoy the 67 through 72 C10s. So any of the trucks through there. History of dying mom and pop truck stops. Yes, the mega truck stops are taking over. We could definitely talk about that in our big questions for big rigs. Where did they all go? We work with a couple family owned truck stops now, Davy Crockett TA being one of them. They're not owned by TA, they are owned by the family. So I wouldn't consider them a mega stop. But we definitely would like to talk about the history of truck stops in general throughout the country. And I think that's something that we could definitely cover an entire or have an entire episode of truck history talk about. So I think we have that on our list. But I will keep you guys updated if that comes to be a topic for a video. GMC Astro auto car. Yeah, I was going to say, I do not want to drive a GMC Astro. Thank you very much. Anyway. That's it, guys. Make sure you check out the sponsors for the show, which are, of course, Davy Crockett TA Travel Center, exit 36 on I-81. Make sure I get that right, in Greenville, Tennessee. Make sure you check out rightload.com, $27 to pick up a load on their no broker fee, no brokers platform. They have apps for Android and also for Apple devices, and they also have a website, rightload.com. So check them out. Tell them that Chrome and Steel Radio sent you. And last but not least, of course, Jack's Chrome Shop. We are busier than all get out here at the shop, but we are always taking new trucks and new orders for truck parts. We're expanding like crazy and would love your business. So come talk to us and we'll cut you a deal, especially if you come from the Chrome and Steel Radio audience. Thanks for watching. And we will be back, like I said, on the 15th, next Wednesday at noon for the Chrome Corner episode number 29. Hopefully I'll have some more really cool, interesting news for you guys on the cab over, and maybe can get you some pictures of it. But besides that, that's the end of the show. Visit chromeandsteelradio.com and watch the live stream after this is done. It's going to be up and running. We're going to try to get into the routine of making sure the live stream is up and running every day. I keep forgetting because we're so busy here, so I'm sorry. That's my fault. But anyway, go to chromeandsteelradio.com and watch the live stream on the live stream tab. So thanks so much for watching. Go subscribe to us on social media and all that kind of stuff. And I will see all of you next week on Wednesday. So take care. Pachow. Pachow. First stream of 2020. Are we on?
I believe we are live? Live, yes.
Okay, guys, if you are watching this, hello and welcome back. This right here used to be the Jack and Dave show today.